Okay, let's get into today's Daf Tezayin, Erevin, Yerushalmi, Daf Tezayin. We are on Tesvav Mabez. We were in the middle at the end of just mentioning a couple of Lamaisa elements of Karpef. We spoke about a wooded area in the middle. We spoke about the Shita that some rely on Bidyevet, even though we generally might not rely on Al-Hadchila, but the Bir Halacha quotes that we rely on the Dvar Shmuel. If it's just a small area in a larger city, it's bottled to the area. And as Rabbi Jachter mentioned in the Sefer, walking the line, many Erevin wouldn't be able to be built without this. And it's, and we rely on that, in certain cases. Just one other point to mention about bodies of water. Bodies of water. So he quotes here, that again, if a lake is used for fishing or boating or swimming, then for sure it's Ladira, and therefore it's not an issue. But what happens if it's just for aesthetics? You have a lake that's meant for beauty and people look at it and people walk around it. So he quotes that Rav Heineman quoted Rav Moshe that a body of water's aesthetic qualities do not remove it from the status of Karpef based on a Divrei Chaim and based on a Shor L'Meshe. But he quotes that many poskim, Imre Yosher, Nizira Shimshon, Chelkas Yaakov, all quote that Lakula in this regard, that is called a need. Adira, and he quotes the practice of many pre-war communities in Europe, that this was the lenient opinion in Krakow, in Lomża, in Fulda. Chuvis Chalkas Yaakov quotes that it was in Warsaw, Mannheim, Antwerp, and many, others. Then there was, they found in the Meiri. The Meiri was, obviously not in the Masorah, but they found, the Meiri also, seems to be makel in this regard, though the Chazon Ish holds that it does not enjoy much halachic weight, since it was not part of the Mesorah tradition for many centuries, but there are definitely makomos, lahakel. Rejector also just has an important paragraph at the end. Today's reality is that it is crucial for every Jewish community to have an Erev, even if it means that the possible karpifiot are not excluded. There are many Jews who find the malach of Hotzah to be especially challenging and may not necessarily refrain from carrying even in the absence of an Erev that encompasses the area. For some, the existence of an Erev is a make-or-break issue as to their decision if they will observe Shabbos altogether. It is quite possible that even Rav Moshe would agree that lenient opinions may be utilized to create an Erev in keeping with traditions from Europe in such circumstances. It should be noted that Israeli rabbinic communities encompasses all urban Israeli communities, like all of Yerushalayim has an Erev around it. There are Karpefs, Lachora, in Yerushalayim. There are other areas that are also interesting. What about a golf course? Sometimes there are sand traps in a golf course, which might be very large. Rabbi Heineman said, no, that's not a problem. That's part of the game. Since the hazards are part of the game of golf, it is considered to be a useful portion of the golf course and therefore part of the dira. Also, machlokas, what about a cemetery? What about a Beis HaKfaras? So many Beis HaKfaras are already enclosed with a gate. So then it's already separated. But if not, he goes from Rav Yashiv in the Kovetz Shuvas, people visit the cemeteries, making it part of the Dira. Rav Heineman goes from Moshe, that he was more machber regarding cemeteries. But this is some ideas related to Karpif. Okay, we continue now with the Gemara. So we're talking about the Dyumdin. And we mentioned that one could use makeshift, or even not boards, but one could use maybe a rock and a ditch. And a Tzuras HaPesach, maybe, if it's all enclosed, all four. And the only difference is now that if you try to cut that, we said the Gemara is suffix, maybe that's worse than imaginarily cutting a rock. Because imaginarily cutting a rock, so you're left with the outside layer of the rock, even the thin, the width of an onion peel. But that's okay. Doesn't have to be any width. But by Tzuras HaPesach, if you imaginarily cut in, then you've taken off the other Tzuras HaPesachs, and then Tzuras HaPesach, as we said, is only functional if it's surrounding an enclosed area. So we had that question that was unanswered, and then we had the other issues about Kosel Elon, and we said that's how we got into Karpef, whether it was not made L'shemze or not. Okay, we're about a little more than halfway down here on Tesvav Mabez. Haisa Be'er Achas Gadol. What if you have a very large Be'er and you don't fit it all into the Dyumdin? L'chesya asa, l'chesya lo asa. Half of it is inside the enclosed area and half of it is not. So the Gemara says, okay, l'chesya sha'asa mutter. For the half that is enclosed, is mutter. Well, l'chesya sha'lo asa asa. The half that's not included is asa. Which is a huge chiddush to say that the first half is mutter. Why? There's no wall, you know, going over the well. So any water, we know water mixes. You have one big be'er, and any water that you're taking now from this side was on the other side a second ago. So you know, it's a chiddush to say that you could understand if you would say it's us, because it's all coming from the outside. The answer is no. Whatever's here is here. The whole thing is, really, it's an area that's enclosed, midrabanan, and therefore, midaraisa is enclosed, midrabanan, there are limits, but we would allow this in this case. Hayushtayim, ha'imsa'i maushi yidon lakana lakan. So what is this case? Explains the carbon eita. What if you have three be'eros? You enclose the two outer ones, but not the middle one. So if you take a view of details, you see the middle one is not enclosed. But if you zoom out for a second, the outer diumdin of the outer ones kind of enclose the inner one, the middle one. So maybe you could say that the middle one is also enclosed. So how do you view that? Shtayim o'im so'im ma'ushe yodun l'kan u'l'kan. So ma'atzri chalei b'shayu shnayim m'malin. The only question is if there are two different people that are being m'male from the outer ones. Avalim haya echad m'mali nidon l'kan u'l'kan. But if it's only one person, so then we say it's mutter. Then we say it's mutter. It's all one big area that's enclosed, and therefore it would be allowed. Good. Chatzer shipsucha lepasim. What happens if you have a chatzer, or the pasim are not, in the middle of, nowhere, in the middle of, not surrounded by anything, but you have a chatzer that opens up directly into the pasim? So the question is, could you, within the chatzer you could carry, but to the pasim, so the b'nei chatzer want to use it, but also there are travelers that use it. So what is that considered? Are the Bnei Chatzar allowed to use this? So Chashi Shibsucha Lepasim Metalta Bnei Chatzar Lepasim, and you change the gear. So Bnei Pasim Lechatzar, the gear that's changed. It's Mutter. It's Mutter as long as there's a Chatzar that's going to there. It's an enclosed area and it is allowed to carry within. But Hashtayim Aser. But if there are two Chatzeros that empty into the area, the enclosed area, two Chatzeros, that's going to be Aser. That's going to be us, sir, because that is now a joint rishus with these two chatzeros, and it's going to be a problem. And the Gemara is going to say, talk about soon, whether they made an error or not. Amar Rabbi Baba, before we get there, lo sov davar shtei chatzeros, not only if there are two chatzeros, alafilu chatzer achas ubashnei batim, even one chatzer, and you have the two houses in there, and they open up, right? The houses, what if the two houses directly open up into the makom of the diumdin, the enclosed area? It's not only two chatzers, two houses. So Gemara says, Savrin Meimar, we thought to say, which might make sense, Belushalo Irvu. The only problem, the only time here that the Bnei Chatzeros or the Bnei Abayas would not be able to use this area is if there was no Erev. They didn't make an Erev between them to make an Erev Chatzeros. But Lachar, they made an Erev Mutar, because the point is to make an Erev, they're one big happy family, and therefore they could carry within, from the bias to each of the Chatzers, and the Chatzers to each of the Batim, and therefore they should be able to carry in this, enclosed area of the Diumdin. So Haim Erev Mutarin. But the Gemara says, no. Rav Daniel, Bereit, Rav Katina, B'Shem Rav, Chuna, Filu Irvu Asuros. Wow. Even if they made an Erev within the Chatzers, but it's Asur, to carry in this enclosed area, she'en eriv osos anachas, because an eriv chatzeros does not make it into one big happy family, right? It's an allowance for the people to jointly use this, but it's not. They're not considered one. They're not considered one. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. V'svira lehash to the hachi kamar she'en eriv mashvi osan echad mamish. We don't say the eriv makes them one mamish together. Dinema, that we would say to have a kechatzer achas shepsucha lebein apasim. It's like one chatzer, right? How do we start off this sugya? If you have one chatzer open up to bein apasim, it's mutter. If you have two chatzeros, no. So you might say two chatzeros that were nisarev with each other. So that itself is like one. No, you don't go that far. Dinehi de eriv mahani letal. Tell me batim lechatzer. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, even though an eriv is effective to allow tiltal from the houses to the yard, mihu chatzer achas mamish lohave ulinya ben apasim ein erev moel. So that's what Rav Chuna says. Rav Daniel Breder of Katina, in the name of Rav Chuna. And the Gemara says, Rav Chuna kedaite, we see Rav Chuna expressing the same type of shita elsewhere. The Gemara is going to reject this comparison eventually, but first we say, it's parallel here. Rav Chuna kedaite, just like Rav Chuna says here, that even if the chatzeros that open up into this enclosed area with the diumdins, right? Even if they made a eruv, they're not considered one legabe carrying in the area. So too, we'll see they're not considered one in the following. De is palgun, because there is a machlokes in the following. Just to preface this, if you look later on, in the beginning of the sixth parak hador, Perek Hadar, the sixth Perek in Erevin, if you skip, look at Memo and Beis, the Perek starts off, Hadar Manachri B'chatzer. What happens if a Jew and a non-Jew live in a chatzer together? So what do? A non-Jew is not interested in making an Erev Chatzeros. So does he have to make an Erev Chatzeros? So says the Mishnah, Hadar Manachri B'chatzer, O im Mishenu Modiv Erev, or a Mumar, Hareza Ozer Olav. So Diras Goy, Diras Mumar, they Aser. They Aser, they don't want to make an Erev, so they could rent, right? You could be Socher Rishos or Mevatel Rishos. We'll talk about all those possibilities. That's what the Karban Eda says there. Actually, Yiskar Heimenu Rishos Yish Lo B'Chatzer. You have to rent out his Chelek of the Chatzer. And that's what the Tanakhama says. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, and we Paskal like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. La Olam Eino Oser Achi Yushnei Yisraelim Osrin Zezeh. You gotta have at least two Jews. If there's only one Jew in the chatzer with a guy or with two guyim, there's no chiyuv and it's mutter. It's mutter. One Jew is mutter. We'll see why, but first let's just take that as a given, right? So, and if you have diras akum, so if it's with a few Jews, yeah, the diras akum is oser, but if it's one Jew, it's not. So deis palgun mavui. So what if you have this mavui? Should see the echad guy, see the echad Yisrael. If you have a mavui that on one side is a guy's house going into the Mavui, or Goy's house going into the Chatzar, going into the Mavui. Tzidach and Yisrael, and the Jews on the other side, and there are a few Jews' houses that empty into a Chatzar that go into the Mavui. So Rav Chuna, B'shem Rav Amar, Im Irvu Derech Psachim, Hagoy Osra Aleim. Even if Rav Chuna, this is Rav Chuna, even if those Jews made an Eruv, so you might say, oh, they're all considered one, so therefore, if they're considered one with the Goy, there's no need for the Goy doesn't Aser. No, it's not true. Right? They're not considered one, and therefore, Hagoy Oser Aleim. And all the Jews' houses open to a Chatzer, which goes into a Mavui, even with the Erev, they're not Nechshav one. That's the Rav Chuna L'shitaso. You see there, they're not called one. Abba Bar Bar Chana B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. On the opposite, Rabbi Yochanan argues, Afilu Irvu Derech Halonos. Right? What was the case we just said? If you have a number of Jews living together in houses, their doors open up into the chatzer, and the chatzer goes into the mavui. Says Rabbi Yochanan, the opposite. Even if the Jews are less connected, meaning their houses are next to each other and they're connected through the windows, but they don't all empty into a chatzer. Ein agoy oser alein, right? Even if it's not that type of dira where they're all open up, the goy does not aser. Then Rabbi Yochanan says they are one. They are one, right? They're considered one if they made an Erev. So what do you see from here? That Rav Chuna is Lashitaso, that just like in our case, he says that if you have two batim or two chatzers, even if they make an Erev, they're not going to be able to carry in this area surrounded by the Diyum Din. So two over there, they're not considered one regarding Diras Goy. Diras Goy. Good. Stop there for a moment. We paskin like Rosam and Yaakov, we paskin like this, that is only one. If you have one Goy and one Jew, I remember a number of years ago, I was in America, and somebody was calling from Europe, and it was like 10 minutes before Shabbos in Europe, and they wanted to know about an Erev. They're in a hotel somewhere, and they're in an apartment, and, what do they do about Erev, and they have a bunch of kids. So it ended up that they were the only Jews there, and they were all eating together, and, they were the only Jews there. So it's the fairest of Shulchan Aruch, you don't need. Shulchan says in Shinpei Beis, Hadar im akum b'chatzer, eino oser alav. If somebody, singular, individual, lives with a guy in a chatzer, eino oser alav ashi yushnei Yisraelim darim b'shnei batim, until you have two Jews living in two houses, va'osrim ze al zeh, and they would aser on each other, and then the guy, sha'oz akum oser alehim, ve'ino mol shi'ivata akum rishuso, a guy can't do bitl rishus, el tzarf shi'yaskiru mimenu, you have to rent the rishus, not bitl rishus, we have to talk about that. Where does this come from? Why? Why should it be different that you should only need a Erev if there's more than one Jew? Explains the Mishnah Berurah based on the Gemara and the Rishonim. To me'ikar adin, diras akum eina chashuva dira. Really, a diras akum should not aser at all. The diras of akum, the guy shouldn't be a problem at all. It's not halachically significant. Elach achamim gazru, delay aser Allah. The Chacham said, no, we're going to aser diras akum, kidei shelo yadur imo. So that Jews don't live with the non-Jews and the chaseros, the yilmo mimaisav, and learn from these idolaters. Velo gazrub el abadavar deshchiach. And they were only gozer, says the Gemara, by a davar deshchiach. What shchiach? A number of Jews living with a number of goyim. Taina b'makam shedarim, kama yisraelim, avalo b'chad bayis. Not if there's one Jew, because that's not, mosut lo shchiach, lo gazrub erabanan. It's not shchiach for one Jew to live amongst the idolaters. So shchiach sheyodim in ha'akum dehayu chashudin ashvichas damim, because they were choshed on shvichas damim, and you don't mess around with shvichas damim, right? In the days of old, you couldn't get a haircut by an idolater because you're nervous that he's going to put the Jew's life in danger, and therefore that's the reason for the one versus two, and they're mitzuvah in shvichas damim, right? It's one of the shevet mitzvahs by Noach, and anyway, the Rambam says, just well, because Shvichas Damim came up, it's a unique, not in a good way, a unique Aveira. Though there are other Aveiras that get a more chomer onesh, but the Rambam says there's nothing like, in a bad way, Ritzicha. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach in the fourth parak. The Ein, he talks about their kippah, about locking someone up if you only have circumstantial evidence, based on the Mishnayos and Sanhedrin, that you only do that for the sin of hariga. Why? For the sin of murder. Says the Rambam, even though there are sins that are, so to speak, more stringent than murder, there is nothing that destroys society more than murder. Afilu avodas zara. Vein tzarach lomar arayos ochilo shabbos. Ein on kishvichas damim. She'elu avonos hein me'avodas me'aver shmeinat mamakom. When it comes to Chil Shabbos and maybe even Arayis, he's calling B'nadam L'makom. Aval Shvichas Damim, Me'aver Shmeinadu Ben Chavero, V'kol Mishish Bado Avon Zeh, Harayhu Rasha Gamur. V'ein Kol HaMitzvah She'asa, Kol Yamav, Shkulin Keneged Avon Zeh. All the mitzvahs that you did in your whole life is not shakel, doesn't weigh and balance out murder. V'lo Yatzilu Min Adin, Shenemar Adam Ashuk B'dam Nefesh. Tzei Olamad, where do you know that from? Me'achav. Ovid Avodah Zarah, one of the kings of Yisrael, Ovid Avodah Zarah, Achav and his wife Yizevel, Sherei Nemar Bo Rak Lo Haya Ka'achav, Ukishe Nisteru Avonosav Visuchu Yosef Afnei Elokei Haruchos, when all of the sins, the merits and the averus came in front of Hashem, what was Machria? Lo Nimsa Avon Shechivu Kliyav, Lo Haya Sham Davar Acher, Sheshakel Kenegdo Elo Dimei Navos. Right, that he murdered Navos to get the vineyard, Shenemar Vatesi Aruach Vatamod Afnei Hashem, Zeruach Navos. V'nomar lu lo tifteh v'gam tuchal v'aryu rasha loharag biyado el sibev. And he didn't even kill. He had people hired to kill. Kavachomer lohoreg biyado. And that's the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach. The uniqueness, again, in a negative way of the murder. And in this case, that's the halacha, that if there's only one Jew living in a chatzar with a bunch of non-Jews, there is no chiyuv to do the erev, because lo gazer b'yabanim, also lo shvicha, because they're worried about shvichas. Shvichas damim. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara tells us that it's Rav Chuna l'shitaso. Just like Rav Chuna says here, if you have two chatzers, even if they make an erev, they're not called one. So it's just like he says over there, the case of the Gayim, a couple of Jews that make that are in a chatzer, they make an erev, they're not called one. They would still the guy's dira would still aser. So now the Gemara says maybe not. You don't have to say it's l'shitaso. Says the Gemara, V'yafilu di yisbar Rav Chuna k'Rav Yochanan taman mutar. Even if Rav Chuna would say over there, like Rav Yochanan says, that even derech halonos, it doesn't aser, it's mutar. Even if you want to say over there, they're called one. Modu hachashu aser. But here, he would still say aser by two chatzeros that go into the place surrounded by the Yomtin. Why? We flip the gersa of hacha and hasam. Hacha, over here, you know why it's worse. Even if I say over there, it would be allowed. Here, we're not going to let them carry into the area. Hacha, shema lamachar techrav ha-be'er. Maybe the be'er will run out of water, right? Before Shabbos. Maybe this really means bor, right? But the be'er before Shabbos. And then what's going to happen? A person's going to think, right? Af husavar lomar shema erev mo'ol pasi biros. So a person might think, oh, there's no water here, but oh, I can still use this area? I thought it was only for be'eros and water. I guess you can make Pasi Biros, even not. The Imol Erev Pasi Biros. Erev doesn't help by Pasi Biros, unless if it's for Biros, right? It doesn't help for other things. Look in the Pnei Moshe. The Chayshino Shem Yei Savor, Lomar, De Erev Mo, Pasi Biros, V'yataltal Shem Asvacha Erev, U'be'emes En Erev Mo, Pasi Biros, El Kozman Shamayim Beber, He Tira Lamalas Ben Abena Pasim. Only if there's water there, but if there's no more water, not. So this is going to lead to problems. So that's why our case is more chamor. Our case is more chamer, and even if you want to say over there, by the Goyim case, people might be considered one if they make an Erev Chatzeros here. There's a Separach Shash of Shema. Separach Shash, halacha often takes into account Shema. Remember we had a, in the Tosefta, I think it was in Zmai, came up a number of mesechtas about Shema Yibaka Hanod. Maybe you're going to take some Truma wine, and then maybe you don't want to do that, even separate from Breira, even if you hold the Yesh Breira, but you're worried that it's going to break. Things break and things happen, and therefore, that's why here we would be more machmir. Amar Rav Yosi Barbun. Lo itiru pasi biros el lamalos bohen mayim bilvad. Pasi biros are only mutter to fill up water. It doesn't mean only to fill up water. It means that was the basis. You could also, you know, treat it like it were just a yachad for other areas, but that was the original motivation. Right? If you look in the Chaim Kanievsky, miyu agav mayim shorei l'taltel l'chol tzarech. Right? Once you have the mayim, then you can be metaltel any. Bo mayim b'shabbos. What happens if there was no, you built the pasi biros, but I guess there was no water there. So you weren't going to use it. So it was usur when there used to be water there. But now you see before Shabbos, it was all dried out. So there's no water there. So it was usur when Shabbos started. It wasn't considered halachic mechitzas that you were allowed to use. But bo mayim b'shabbos. What about in the middle of Shabbos? It got water. So the Gemara says, no. Kfar nichnasa b'shabbos b'isur. It's once, keep it the nasra nasra. Right? One is not going to, be able to use it. And the opposite, Charva Be'er, what happens if when Shabbos started, there was water, and then Charva, in the middle of Shabbos, it lost its water, so then, the Gemara says, Kfar Nichnasa, Nichnas, Shabbos Meheter, then it's Mutter. Interesting, this is what Yushalmi says. If you look in the Bavli says Beferish, that if you lost the water on Shabbos, Usser. Right, that's for sure. The only different, the only question is, what about the opposite? What about if it got water on Shabbos? So it sounds like from the Rambam, in Yud Zayin Lamed Aleph that it would be allowed. It would be allowed, like, this Yerushalmi says. Against this Yerushalmi, while, the Rif and the Ran aren't so convinced that that's, really what the Bavli is talking about. If you look at the Rambam, it's in Yud Zayin Lamed Aleph. The Rambam says here, Yavshu Hamayim Bishabis, Usur Lataltel Benapasim. If it dried out on Shabbos, meaning it had water when Shabbos started, so it should be mutter. What does the Ar Yushalmi say? Kima de hutra hutra, kima de nesra nesra. You go by what it was when Shabbos started. Says the Rambam, Yavshu amayim b'Shabbos, aser l'taltel b'napasim. Right? If it dried out on Shabbos, still aser. Shalonech shavo mechitz l'taltel b'tochan elo mishum amayim. Right? If there's no water there, then it's not going to work. Bo lo mayim b'Shabbos, mutter l'taltel b'nayim. If mayim comes on Shabbos, mutter. You go by whether there's water there or not, the Rambam seems to say. Right, don't go by what it was when Shabbos started. If you lost the water on Shabbos, it becomes usur. If you got water on Shabbos, mutter. Bo la mayim b'Shabbos, mutter l'tal to b'neim. Shukom mechitza shenasis b'Shabbos, shma mechitza, mavit v'chulu, and the Rambam continues. Again, that's an important discussion about the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. We continue. Reb Yona amar Rebbe Nasa shah amar l'tal to b'napasim. What about in between the pasim? Let's say the pasim that we put, let's say the double boards, they're thick. So what about carrying inside mutter, outside usser? What about between the pasim on that line? So neymar im yesh bein zeh lazeh abar tvachim. So the Gemara says, if the thickness is four tvachim, meaning it's very thick, and four tvachim is a significant area, as we've said, kiskopa asura. So we had this a couple of days ago. It's like, remember the iskopa? If you have an area under the front door, when you close the door, you're still surrounded by three sides. Right? It's like, an anteroom outside. When you close the front door, it's outside. So that if it's less than four tvachim, then it's mutter, because it's a makom tur. It's too small to be a rishus. But if it's four tvachim, it's an iskopa. So that's what the Gemara says here. If the width is the four tvachim, so kiskopa asura. V'yim lav, kiskopa muteris. And if not, if it's not four tvachim wide, then it's like a muteris, which means it's a makom tur. Mutter lakan, mutter lakan. And it's mutter from both sides. And ubavach lo yachlif. Right, but then you cannot be machlif midi rabbanan. Like we said, you can't go from Rishus Rabim to Makom Tur to Rishus Yachid. You're not supposed to do. Right? You're not supposed to do that. Even though Maker did technically it's mutter, you're not supposed to do it. Shigar reminds my son, he was saying, just asked me today. Right? There is a minhag quoted in Shulchan Aruch that we do not kasher from milchiks to fleishes, to fleishes to milchiks. Right? If you or change. Right? You know, you want to change. You've used something for milchiks. You can't do it to fleishes and vice versa. But what you can do is to kasher it to parav. And then kasher it again to the opposite of what you want. As long as you do that in the middle, that's okay. That's in terms of a din d'rabbanan, the minhag. Here, we're talking about makom tur. We also mean d'rabbanan. B'vach lo yachlev, you shouldn't switch it. L'kan l'kan. Tani, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said that according to Rabbi Meir, the size in between is two teams of cattle, each three. And Rebbe Yehuda said each four. So what are the shiurim? So Tani, Yeshnan, Kasar Amos, Dei Rebbe Meir. Remeir says 10 amas. I mean, his three animals are 10 amas, so we'll see how. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kishlosh Esrei, Ukarba Esrei. Somewhere between 13 and 14. That is Rabbi Yehuda's shear. So how do you figure it out? So para, switch the lashon, para ama umechsas. This is first Rabbi Meir. A cow is considered 1.5 amas wide. Para ama umechsa. So then if you have 6 cows, para ama umechsa equals 9. Equals on the amma benen, and there's an amma between the two teams, so that gives you 10. Exactly, that's Rabbi Meir. What about Rabbi Yehuda? 13, 14, so Karban Eidah discusses here, right? We should be able to know exactly, right? Because if it's, 4 cows, each by 1.5, plus a cow in between, right? So wouldn't we know? So he says, maybe not, maybe your mayor does not agree that it's 1.5 across. Maybe your mayor thinks that it's 1 2/3 of an amma. So either way, that is the shear for Rabbi Meir. We continue. Mutar l'hakrav le'be'er b'vad. You're allowed to bring the diyumdins closer to the be'er as long as v'vachete para rosha v'ruba b'fnim v'shosa. You have to leave enough room for the cow to have most of his body in to drink. Mutar l'harchav kol shu. On the opposite, you can make it very wide v'vachete v'pasen. But again, you can't have too much, up till 10 or 13.5, 13 and a little. In between, so as long as you want to be marbid with the straight possum or the corner possum, that would make it okay. So you can make it close, you can make it far. This shear of how close, you have to have enough room for the cow, the head of the cow and most of the body of the cow. That's the shear period. Low plug. Afilu gamal, even for a camel, who a camel is huge. Even though this shear that fits the most of the body and the head of the cow, for a camel hardly fit anything. So it's still mutter. That's the shear lakula. And pachos mika shear, and the opposite is lachumra. If it's less than this shear, hazeh, afilu gedi kulam yifnimasu, even for a goat. What if it's less than the shear of most of a cow and a head? But you have the whole goat inside. Doesn't matter. It's usser. Right? You have the shear, you go by the cow. That's what Chazal, enacted. You go by rosho verubo of the cow. Tanir Shimon Elazar Omer Milo Gamal Vagamlo. Different shear, maybe. The amount to fit a camel in and its rider. So Mayupalig, is there a machlokas here, says the Gemara? The Gemara says no, maybe not. Maybe there's no machlokas. It's just differences in how the cows and camels drink. Komasha paraboshet savara, hagamalokim savaro. A cow sticks his mouth ahead of him front, and therefore it needs more room. A camel could bend down and drink from between its legs. It won't stretch forward, it will stretch down. Okim savaro. And because of that, it's the same shear. Right, there's no, right, the para rosha varuba, and this, a camel, malo gamo vagamlo, we could say it's the same, It's the same shear. Again, it's important to know about animals. About even the metzias of animals is different, right? The Gemara in Eirvin later on. Remember the Gemara in Eirvin in the Bavli on Daf Kuf, that we can learn a lot from animals. Rabbi Yochanan, Il Male Lo Nitna Torah, Hayinu Lomedim Tznias Mechatul, Gezel Minamala. Even if the Torah hadn't been given, we would learn Tznias from a cat, and Gezel from an ant, Arayas Miona, Derech Eretz Mitarnagol, V'chulu, Chulu. It's an amazing Meshech Chachma, the last Meshech Chachma in Mishpatim. The pasuk at the end of Mishpatim quotes from the Aseret HaDibros, right? Hashem gave us the Torah and the mitzvah, Asher Kasafti Lahorosam. The question is, what did Hashem write already? Kasafti? He only wrote the Aseret HaDibros. So what do you mean, HaTorah VaHaMitzvah? So the Meshech Chachma has two suggestions. Either, based on this Gemara, Hashem wrote the rules of the Torah in nature and in the world. Ilmali nitnu Torah, they made them see us bichatul, gezel minimala v'chulu. So, lachin amar, asher kasafti, b'sefer hateva, asher yatsarti. I wrote it in nature, that I created. She says, sefer shal Hashem yizbarach hayotzra. The world is Hashem sefer. Number one. Or the other idea is that maybe I wrote it on your hearts. Asher kasav Hashem b'neshamas klal Yisrael shkalechad ki bochelko misinai, v'kasav aluach libam. That's the last piece in the Meshech Chachma in Mishpatim. Okay, there's a lot by animals also to make a bracha when you go to the zoo, but we'll leave that for now. Continuing the Gemara. So again, we said it's the same shear for the cow and the camel. So mad boy, says the Gemara, why is the minimum, right? What do you mean? You're worried that if you don't have so much of the animal, or what's the chashash, you don't have so much of the animal in, so maybe the animal's going to turn its head while you're feeding it, and then you'll bring the pail to the animal, and that'll be outside the breaks and the diumdin. So is that what you're worried about? Right? What are you worried about? But, you know, the cow, in a regular case, let's say you have a cow, and that's standing Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and eating Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Is that allowed? Yes, it's allowed. The cow could eat, so do with your pail. So if the cow turns his head, you put the pail down and there's no chash. The answer is yeah, but what if you're not putting the pail down? Amar Rav Yosa, tamon bihu demafshitle. Right? By a case of mafshitle where you're holding the pail, that's where we're nervous. That's the case that we're nervous about. From Hachabo Chelas Me'aleh, your case of like, oh, the cow just standing in Marmar Shus eating the other Shus, where it's eating by itself, it's fine. But our issue is relating to where you're holding the pail. One final point before the Mishnah. When we are expanding or extending the areas, I'll die to the Rebbe Meir, Diyumdin Pshutin. Or Meir would say that you need Diyumdin and Pshutin, as we said earlier. I'll die to Rebbe Yehuda, Diyumdin, Avalo, Pshutin. Rebbe Yehuda would say you need the Diyumdin, but Lav Dafka, that you need the Pshutin, depending on how much space is in between. Okay, we will stop here. Erev and Tav Tezayin.